hafani kukiwa. Ndio zvimwe chete nezvavari kuita nekuti vakasainira mutemo kuti bumbiro remutemo izvi bumbiro idzva romutemo kuti izvi ndasaina ndinoirana nazvo asi zviri mubumbiro ri havachazvitevedzeri votumira mapurisa kungorova vanhu vanoratidzira murunyararo zvinova zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti munhu unogona kunge achinzi une madegree asi madegree azvoratidza kuti practically hadhana zvaanoziva chaanu chake it's part of theory kana kuti wakangonyagwa kuti regai tingopawo madegree kuna ningi zvapera kwete zvokuti kwaichi and zvinotorwadza kuti iko zvinezvi nemapurisa acho zvavari kuita zviri kunyadzisa zvotaudza kuti vanhu vasingafungi remangwana revana vavo kana revazukuru vavo kana kuti revanin'ina vavo neravabereki vavo havatombofungi ungatumwa kuti urove mubereki wako urove munin'ina wako urove mukoma wako achizama kuita kuti nyika iende mberi kunyange basa racho zvirina ndirisiye basa racho kuratidza kuti ndiri kurwadziwa ndosiya basa racho kuti hai iri basa iri handicharida zvapera sezvandakaitai ndakasiya kuami nokuda kwaizvo zvesu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanakai
you heard there from Mr. Mhuka he says he's a former member of the Zimbabwe National Army but because he did not agree with the alleged unprofessionalism there he resigned and is now in South Africa but he's saying that he does not agree with our caller attender who was saying the opposition parties are useless he's saying they are there's nothing much that they can do to negotiate with the South African government that has come out to say it supports the government of Zimbabwe
get yeah ngase sikhumbula ke ngo 2008 amasocha akangena esitaradini uyakhumbula nje agcina thatha impahla lapha nalapha let's go to Mr. Tiwamavinga Mr. Mavinga when we look at this kind of you know action that is being done by Zimbabweans it really reminds those that were there in the 1960s of what was commonly known as G you know people protested and you know it was so ugly you know at the end of the day but so is there any other softer way of conducting some of these protests
my own view is that these protests are really soft there is nothing hard about them it's only that they are being met with heavy-handed tactics by the regime you know because of the many years of experience and expertise you know the ZANU-PF regime has perfected the art of repression so you cannot underestimate its capacity to keep coming in a heavy-headed and unreasonable fashion against citizens who have nothing but just their views and who are in the perfectly reasonable view that they are expressing their constitutional rights so if people like Patson Zamara and his family gather in Africa Union Square with the roses and in commemoration of Itai Zamara and that's not a hard tactic they are just commemorating but the reaction from the regime is what is shocking where armed riot police with batons tear gas and water cannons then descend on these individuals even what Pastor Mawarire did you know simply to express his frustration at the economic situation on social media and people supported rally and say yes this resonates with what we are experiencing in our own spheres of life we have relatives in Zimbabwe everyone is suffering that is the reality and people are tired of the lies and propaganda of the state and they now say yes the source the author and finisher of our problems is the state which is led by Mugabe and his team and therefore they must act they must be held accountable so what we have is proper citizenship that is emerging and that's important but the regime has not seen the light and this is where the problem is it is not that citizens have done anything wrong but it is simply that the government must learn to accept that people have rights and can express their rights this problem is not only in terms of freedom of expression and association but it goes back to the issue of electoral field which is tipped heavily in favor of ZANU-PF and President Mugabe you know when the electoral field is leveled it means that anyone can be voted for and can receive support and can campaign freely. But the government does not want that. It wants a pseudo-democracy arrangement, a feigned approach, you know, to pay lip service to the concept of democracy, to pretend that there is democracy when there is none. And this is the problem that we have to confront. And this is where my view is that even when we talk of electoral reforms, it is not enough because we are dealing with a regime that has got individuals who are loyal to it mafia style. So the reforms must include the disbandment of the Electoral Commission, for example, to bring in fresh blood of independent and professional people to take Zimbabwe forward. And this is why I have reservations on the issue of the National Transitional Authority as currently construed or constructed, because it does not sit anywhere within the existing structures of people on the ground in Zimbabwe. It cannot be an academic process or exercise of people who exclusively invite each other on the basis of euphoric past experience as activists and claim some kind of high moral ground. It must be people-driven. So it must be taken to the people in Zimbabwe who must embrace it and run with it for it to succeed.
Thank you.
Regatiende tisatatora vatereri vamwe tina mukoma Oscar vanenge vagarisa vari parunara asi tisataenda kuna mukoma Oscar. Regatiende kuna Dr. Dzamara.
Hello,
Dr. Dzamara.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, ndimukoma Oscar here.
Yeah, ndimukoma Oscar.
All right, chingotaura itozoenda kuna vadzamara. Taura itizwe mukoma Oscar.
Chirongwa chenyu ichi handifani kuti nditombodzisa because chakanaka zvikuru kwazvo.
Watinotenda zvikuru.
Alright, ndiri pano paSouth Africa hangu, nditora hangu pachibasa changu chandiri kuita, saka ndirikungoteerera zviri kuitika. Nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitika kumusha, and chinhu chikuru chakanaka zvikuru chingachinja Zimbabwe kuti ive Zimbabwe yamangwana yakanaka. Ndoda kudzokera shoma pane mutaura mbotaura maybe wechitatu mukomata tenda vachiti hai hazvinawo kana musoro zvavari kuita opposition haina chinonzi nyika tisu vanhu tinofanira kuti tigadzirise zviri kuitika inga vanhu vanoona even kuSouth Africa kuno vanoenda kuma elections vanoenda kunovhota kuti vaise hurumende yavanoda tikatasa election yapfuura yakatochinja zvakawanda zvokuti even government yemunomu iri kutonga iri kutotya kuti hei maopposition party the way yavahwina nayo saka vanhu vari kuti kudii vanhu vari kuona zvatiri kuita vanhu vari kupromisa vanhu kuti they will change they will go to people kuti vanotaura nevanhu kuti muri kuda kuti tikuitirei chii kuti tirambe tiri bato rinotonga saka tisi tinofanira kuti tidzokere zviri kuita vana mukoma vedu vana mai vedu ini kwandiri hangu ndiri kuzvisapota nokuti kuno kuSouth Africa mukoma pandakauya 2007 takaona zvakawanda vanhu vakafa muroad ndakauya nemusango muna Limpopo kune zvituna vamwe vana mai vari kuti vana vakarovera kuSouth Africa vanhu vakafira muroad ndikapinda muno muSouth Africa ndikashaya basa tikaenda mumigodhi yaishandwa nevanhu kudhara isingachaoperati tikaona zvituna ndofunga ilasteko mbedzise pamakaona vanhu 21 people vakatakurwa nemota vachienda kuZimbabwe wanga vakafa ndanga ndiri pagroup yati but handina hangufa but ndandiri mukati pasi peivhu tichizama kutsvaga upenyu tiri pasi peivhu hurukuro dzedu varume tinenge tiripo ndepekuti saka tichasvika rini tichirarama mariramiro iwayo kuti tinotora 7 days uri pasi peivhu usati waona zuva uchitsvaga upenyu nekuda kwemunhu wani saka ndirikungoti ngatiendei kana kuchifiwa ngakufiwe ende kana ndirizeni handizivi nhamba dzatsangira ndingadziwanepi ndigone kumufonera kuti wai pati yake isinawo futi sezvinoita dzimwe nyika because vanhu vari kunomukoma
Oscar aiwa zvemangoromero aiwa hatizvikurudzire kuti vanhu varwisane hondo yakapera kudhara tinoziva zvainoita nekudaro techida kuti vanhu vataurirane murunyararo
but zviri kuramba mukoma handizindi mukoma blessing handikoma zviri kuramba ndirini patakaita government of national unity tichizama kutaurirana vamugabe vakadyiwa maelection vakarambira pachigaro tikazama iye zvinezvi tiri kuzama kuti ngavachibva dzimwe nyika vana britain they lead by example kana munhu kangoita zvinhu zvirigt kana vangozva kuti okay like now vakavhotera imwe pati vakati britain ikatathat anonzani akabva ati ndakustepa down so ivo wai vasingadiwo kumbopa vamuwani chanzi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Oscar nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ngakuri uyo wani masoja tinao tiri kuno tinotaka kuti ndingodiwa iputi chete kuti tiende musasa ande zvavari kutaura represent kuti hakuna munhu anotonga nyika ino asina kubva kusango.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Oscar.
Kana vachida ngavandi bari panhamba izvezvi masoja tinao kuno rakawandisa futi chete ndozviri kushota kuti tiende kana uchinzi kwarwiwa ngakurwiwe then tife kana tichimabhozi hakuna kusiri kufa kuno kwasiriaiwasiye
zvatataura mukoma Oscar hatikurudzire kuti vanhu vapedzi vaite zvemangoromera tine chida kuti vanhu vataurirane zvehondo aiwa zveningiri hanzi kunotsva matemo mupini ichisara ngatiregedzei kutaura izvozvo tinofanira kuti tirambe tichiedza nhaurirano asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard there from Oscar is saying that enough is enough, and he's saying, you know, he's prepared to even
go to war
and overthrow Mr. Mugabe that way, because Mr. Mugabe himself said, without holding a gun, you can't rule Zimbabwe. But of course, that's not what we encourage Zimbabweans to do. It is important to do it peacefully. You know, I mean, you have examples. Martin Luther King did it here in America, you know, his civil rights movement, and the change comes. It might not be as fast as people want, you know, and as they say, if you cannot coexist and, you know, resolve your problems peacefully, you cannot solve war. I mean, it's going to be very difficult.
Yes, yes.
But essentially saying, you know, Zimbabweans in South Africa are suffering hence these sentiments.
And if you look at countries like Burma, you know, you know, things changed there. The military had been in power for years and years. It took only one woman.
Indeed.
To untangle the whole thing.
Exactly.
So now let's go to Mr. Mpofu. Baba Mpofu, how are you going to get to the
hospital?
How are you going to get
ya talutho kanjalo nje
anje uyabona kunjani
ya hayi ngiyaphila nizani kodwa
ngiya ngiyaphila kakhulu mnumzana Vekezela
ye
nathi udaba baba
ngiyaluzwa udaba udaba olukhulu kakhulu so singabantu thina njengalindoda esanda ukuphuma manje ngiyayizwa inhliziyo ibuhlungu kodwa ubuhlungu benhliziyo akutho lutho ikakhulu yabona njengoba kuqalile ukuthi kuyasingisa kusenziwa kanje kulungile kutshengisele kodwa-ke into kume ukuthi abantu bakikubaqazelele betshengisela benjalo akubona bonke abatshengisela ngenhliziyo zabo zonke bakhona abatshengisela befuna ukwazi ukuthi mina liyenzani bengabezani vele yabona so kungangokuthi ukuthi babe befuna ukwazi ukuthi litshengisela nje libhesephi uyabona kuleli yalizwe ungathembi nomumbani angaphuma ubaba lo uphuma waze wawufika e-America kodwa uthole ukuthi kunenga akucabangayo mayelana lokuba sekhaya ngale lokuba se-America so uthole ukuthi izenzo eziyenzakalayo yena ufuna ukuthi asapotele liyakhehleli laphaya into ekwazi ukuthi ekufana ukuthi siyazi ukuthi loya mdalo laphana bese sitho igama kuphela ukuthi umgazi uthe umgazi ukuthi akatela lutho lutholi umdala ulele manje so ngikhuluma lokuzwa akasizwa ugugile umuntu wakosi sekhulile thina abantu esele la emhlabeni yithi esifanele ukuthi siyenze lezi zinto cabanga ukuthi kwenziwani ngelizwe leliya ngoba ilizwe leliyana elethu thina abanikazi esihlala kile esizalelwe kulo so yikho kufanele ukuthi silise phambili leya ilizwe sibone ukuthi senza abantu abayibasekeli bakamdala lwano laphana yibo abenza ilizwe leliyana libonakale linjana imandlakandlaka yena kalanto ayenza ngoba ukwenza kwakhe yena ubekwazi ukuthi isigaba esithile ngisinikeza imali engako ukuthi asiyosetshenzelwa kube le misebenzi kodwa laba yibo abathumayo bafike bathathe leyo mali bazihlele kube sengathi yena uspoyile ilizwe kanti kube yena ngokwakhe nyama yakhe akaspoyilanga lutho ngoba nanamhla ungavi ukuthi emdala aphume yaphuma ahambe kodwa ngendlela yokuthi unabantu abangivimbeleyo okokuthi thina sizathatha igama lakho sikubeke phambili laphaya wena usebenze kuphela unjalo thina yithi esikwazi ukuthi siyenzane yena nje enzana kusela lutho lwakhe olukhona laphaya ngoba uvele lokuguga ugila umuntu enkosi sekusele nokuthi nje noma yinini kungathuthwa langalezo so ngoba uvele esethele leyisikhathi kodwa ke abantu laba abayibo abazeki aba o ababekawo abanika amandla yibo abezuthi kuze kubonakale ngani ukuthiwa yenzakali ngayenxa yalabo bantu ababekwa phambi yenakala luphuzi into enalwenzayo ene noma kuyenzeka siyenzeni senzeni uyabona le ndoda esanda ukuphuma manje indoda leyo ungayithathi kancane ukuthi iqiniso lona lizwele lifana lomuthi uyabona uma ugula ulenxeba ungathatha umuthi elapha ufake into wakhona ngahlanya kakhulu ngoba uyakusele iqinisa inxeba kodwa ungayilaphi uyakwenza ukuthi nakusasevuke siyafuna omunye umuthi so le ndoda ngiyayibonga kakhulu kodwa-ke into kumele sicasele kubelealize elethu kufanele ukuthi sibone noma yini esingayenza ngalo but umdala engasimbekeni eceleni uvelekasangalitola-ke phela uvelelekhulile
uqelileuyakubona
ukuthi kuphelile.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu, sikuzwile mnumzana Bekezela Mpofu. Ungadinwa nakusasa baba, uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Ayizama kungeneki mani lezi suku mani.
Oh yeah, hayi, that is zakuzama inamba yakho ngathi bayi. Siyakufonela khonapha.
Yeah, hayi, iStudio 7 siyanceda kakhulu ngoba sinokukhonekthana labantu yazo kukati. Sabagcina ithole ukuthi siyamikhonekthana la ngenxa yestudio 7 kuphela ngazi singaliqhuba kanjani size siyophela emhlabeni istudio 7 singavalwanga ngoba
siyoyedwa
kakhulu ebantwini.
Aha, thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu-ke mnumzana Mpofu khona ngapho-ke eGoli. Ungadini lokusasa baba, thank you. So that was Mr. Mpofu in South Africa. He was saying that you know, people should give their hearts to this kind of struggle. Where they want to liberate themselves. Mm-hmm. And we're saying Mr. Mugabe right now is a figurehead in that country. Mm-hmm. He says, as far as he's concerned, as he was speaking right there, mm-hmm. he was saying maybe he's fast asleep somewhere. Mm-hmm. And some people are in charge. And those are the people that are actually controlling what is taking place in that country. And he says, you know, at the end of the day, Mr. Mugabe is now an elderly statesman. Mm-hmm. So he should consider even leaving. But he says if the people in ZANU-PF say, go today, he may go. But mm-hmm. we still remember when the war veteran said Mr. Mugabe should leave. The next day he was fuming, saying that he will never leave because he was genuinely elected. Mm-hmm. So then lastly, Mr. Bekezela Mpofu said, Studio 7 for life. Mm-hmm. He says he loves our broadcast. Yeah, so it's good to hear that, yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Zamara. Dr. Zamara, is he on the line? Dr. Zamara? Yes, Dr. Zamara, we saw over the weekend ZANU-PF youths threatening the protesters, saying that they will deal with them and they will not just fold their hands and let protesters destroy the country. Is this not going to cause chaos? I think we lost him. Mr. Yes. Mavinga, are you on the line?
I'm here, blessing, yes.
Yes, okay, let me ask you the same question. I think you heard what I was trying to ask Dr. Zamara. I think we are having problems with his line there. But some ZANU-PF youths were threatening to unleash violence on the protesters. Is this not going to escalate tensions even further and probably lead to violence?
Well, certainly, yes. It will escalate and lead to a drastic deterioration in the situation. But it is also a revelation. You know, it is what we say in Shona, kutirinemanyangari putirwe. Gibbs, you would know the equivalent in Isindebele. But what is happening now is exposing the structure of ZANU-PF and how the violence machinery has been operating. This is not new, blessing. We saw it in 2008 in the run-up to the elections, that there were groups aligned to the ruling party that were meting out violence. It was not just the security forces. It was state-sanctioned, state-sponsored violence, electoral violence, right? But it had these elements from the war veterans, yes, the war veterans, the ZANU-PF youth and the militia, those from the military in uniform and otherwise, the police. So it's now coming back together again. So it's not surprising, but it is a reflection of an absolute breakdown in the rule of law in Zimbabwe. It shows that President Mugabe's government operates on a mafia-type structure where those that serve the system operate outside the framework of the law. In 2008, Blessing, in Mbare, in Chipangano, Chipangano had taken over police duties. They were even presiding over disputes in the community. If you had a problem with your girlfriend, you would be taken to Chipangano base for punishment and otherwise. So it means that these people are operating outside the framework of the law. And this is now what is happening when they are saying they want to get in and beat up, you know, MDC supporters and others and the opposition supporters. It is a recipe for disaster. It would mean that Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri and his police service have failed in their constitutional duty to maintain law and order. And it would also mean that there is a total exposure of the lack of the rule of law and the lack of respect for human rights. But we see it is happening. Zimbabwe is on the precipice. It is standing on the brink. And if there is no leadership from government, then certainly, yes, we are heading for disaster.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke uNdebele osecungani. Baba Ndebele, unganjani?
Bona mnumzana.
Yee, unjani kona phela bakhona?
Hayi, ngiyaphila futhi. Unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. So ndele cingweni lwakho kweze sikuzwe kakhulu Baba Ndex.
Hayi, ngiyakhuluma sokuthi ngikhulumela phansi engxenye.
Yee, ye, cha sibili abantu bakuzwa ukuthi lapha sokukhuluma indoda. Yee, so ubona njani udaba lo Ndebele?
Yebo, hayi, ngiyabonga futhi wami.
Mm.
Mina ngizakhuluma ngombono wami ngalokho elikhuluma ngakho. Mina ngishiye weZANU, angishiye we-MDC, mina ngi-ex-Zipra Forces. Yes, ngangiseZambia kudala ngalwa sibili, kodwa ngalwa ngakho. Safeyila thina ngo-1980 ngase ngazihlalela phansi. Kodwa-ke ekwenzakalayo ngifuna nje ukuthi ukuthi hayi mbona naba ngombono wami abantu ngathi bafuna ukuphazama mbijani ngoba angikhumbuli lokhu ngahlala since 1980 ngisizawuthiwa kulo munye kowacela ukubona umgabe ethi bafuna ukulungisa isibizo behlezi etafuleni walelwa kodwa into emangalisayo ngibona bafuna ukusukuma ukuthi bathi ngasuke esihlaleni ngubani osekwathi kumgabe ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe umgabe wala angikhumbuli asazi bengangikuzwanga mina kodwa mina ngokwami ngememori yami angikhumbuli ukusiba lo muntu owake watsho njalo mina ngibona abantu behlanya besiya emazweni besiyachothoza lokhu lalokhuyana wen ikwenza ikubona kwabo nabo mina angilani lakho ngoba mina vele ngaba yintandane kudala sengaze ngajayela ukuntandane kodwa ngivela labo usuku bathi kuphakathisi ngithi mina ngubani okwamlanda umdala luyana usiyacela ukuthi silungisilizwa kakula ngaphandle ukuthi bafuna ukusebenzisa khonokho abafuna ukusebenzisa bese ngisithi mina hhayi ebantwini bephathi bebusayo iZANU hhayi madoda lingabi le ndaba lokuthi abantu benza njani kodwa-ke njengoba liclaima linokuthi lavotelwa ngabantu ukuba kuphawa ngabantu laba abalivotela kuphawa sebesiba yibo abasukuma namhla bade kabasalifuni khuma nini nje kuphela kodwa mina ngokwami njengoNdebele ngibonani bazamkhumbula umgabe abanye ngoba abazathi beceda ukumcuthacutha benze ngesehlezi lapha baqalisa ukulwa bona bodwa baqalisa ukulola ibhanzula leliyana kade sithi bafuna umgaba lithiye baqalisa ukulilola bona kodwa bacuthane futhi baqedane futhi bona laba bantu baluhlupho bona laba bantu kuzayekela umgaba thina aphume fine kodwa baqalisa ukucuthana bona ama-opposition party wona la bonke abazakula sokubanga izigaro phela izigaro bayazithanda so yike lapho embona kule problem ngabamekele umdala lo bam-approache ngenye indlela njengomuntu omdala bacela ukuthi asilungise ibizo angala bacela abantu ukuthi umdala nangusesale samvotelayo ngoba mina kangikhumbuli besukusuka khona omunye wakwathi bafuna ukukhuluma la ewala bona bafuna ukusebenzisa udlame manje udlame aluvunyelwa phela so lapho embonani baphuthaza khona ngithi ukuthi ngiyakusapota kumbe kanjani hhayi mina ngakhohlwa ngento lezi kudala ngoba vele ngaba yintandane kudala ntungamini
kodwa bona
naye babale problem nje lapha abafuthi ngaba ya bamcela ukuqala bahlale phansi babonisane ngoba yonke into yoniwa ngomlomo iluse ngomlomo mfana wami.
Mhm. Hayi, siyawuzo ndebele. Yothi skathi nje sesiphelile kodwa sakufonela singaqeda khona apha kuze siyelule indaba yakho la inalo kadu yethula baba. Otherwise siyabonga kakhulu ndebele baba. So that was Mr. Ndebele in Zim, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's not an MDC or a ZANU-PF person. He's an ex-ZIPRA combatant.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he was demobilized in 1980 and has been a lost spirit in a way for the past, 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
Going up and down, doing almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So and he says he wonders whether there's anybody who has ever approached President Robert Mugabe and sat down and asked to sit down with him to discuss some of the issues that are affecting Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So he says even the ruling party guys must see exactly what people are demanding.
Mm-hmm.
If those people who voted them into power want them to leave, they must leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he says at the end of the day, what is supposed to be done is people should sit down and correct whatever wrong is there in the country. So, okay, starting those Busiso, ukona ngale, in South Africa. Yes, Busiso, kunjani baba?
Uyaphila
too. Yeah,
hayi ngikhona ngisemzansi.
Mm, so uphosela kuba
I'm not doing ndandela lamazi la lo baba akade ethi akuliwe mawuliwa ngizwa nalithi akuliwa kanti manje abantu mabeshaywa yibabantu bezana ukwenziwani lapho kuyadlalwa lo vele kweliwa
hayi siyakuzwa sibili kodwa kuyahlupha into zembobho lezi mzamo.
Uyabona ukufa ukuphuma komphefumulo wami nokuphuma komphefumulo wakho singabantu angithi. Kunabantu abashayayo lekhaya, kunabantu abenziwa yonke into bayalahleka abanye, kodwa-ke akuliwa yini lapho.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba.
Yena umntana kahle vele sekumele ukuthi asuke laphana esikhonzeni. Ukuthi nje kuthiwe kanje nakanje ayikho le nto. Akaphume umntana.
Kodwa phela anti yakwazithi umbuso kawabelwana njengegwayi phela ukuthi la mntu phela Gibbs sokumele uphume lapho upresident bakho sokubolile anti yakwazi
kona ukuze uthole umbuso kumele wenzeni ulwe wenze njani ma ungebelwana njengegwayi
isingazi khonapho
yikho vele ngisho ukuthi hayi lo mjidi ade ekhulume edawuliwe kusho ukuthi yindlela yokuthi akuphume ngoba akafuni kuma-election phela wadliwa vele ngo-2008 namanje akafuni ukuphuma and abantu bukuthi bahlupheka njani izinto kazidlule ebhoda sibaleke ukuthi mhlawumbe sizozama lapho ukuthi iy'ngane zithole ukudla zithole yonke into manje izinto ma zingadlule ebhoda ngala kunamsebenzi kwenziweni
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi nje isikhathi yiso singane sesidliwe kumangoye
hhayi akunankinga dube sobe sithintane kodwa-ke ngokuhlupheka sokuhluthekiwe hhayi akaboni umdala ukuthi wenzani
awuboni-ke siyabonga kakhulu-ke Sibusiso sibongeni so Mr. Sibusiso was insisting that the gun is the answer but I was trying to say oh, no this and that but you're saying Gibbs that's the answer nothing else and we were saying Mr. Mugabe should go actually
And Mr. Mavinga, your last word as we conclude this show.
Mr. Mugabe, this party should wake up and smell the coffee. It is not business as usual. It is business unusual now. Things have changed. The world has moved. If they do not take quick measures to avert a tragedy, then the end of ZANU-PF and of this regime will take the country down with it. We need to salvage Zimbabwe for posterity, for the future. They cannot go down with the country. That should not be allowed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. And as they say, a fly that legs advice follows the corpse into the grave. With that, we come to the end of our show, Gibbs. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our radio listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and all our callers. And of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.